The following is a departure address given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 17, 2007, in Helsinki, Finland.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadam Hayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So today we are reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter number 8, text number 15. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karaka Vichara Vichara Karite Chitte Pabbi Chamatkara. If you are indeed interested in logic and argument, kindly apply it to the mercy of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do so, you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. So, this is the wonderful feature of the Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a brainwashed cult or some kind of dogmatic sect. Rather, it is the perfection of the self-realization science. There are different levels of the self-realization science. There are those who take to Brahman realization. There are those who take to Paramatma realization. But those who take to the pathway of Bhagavan realization, that is understood from the authorized Vedic literatures as the ultimate self-realization, Bhagavan realization. So it is not a matter of blindly following. In fact, in our scriptures, blind following is condemned. We do not want people to blindly follow. We want people to utilize their intelligence to understand what is this wonderful mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because if they do that, they will find that there's nothing more wonderful, nothing more nectarian, nothing sweeter, nothing more thrilling, nothing more exciting than this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, especially at our ISKCON Center in Helsinki, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is flowing like a river of unlimited nectar. And because you were so wonderfully preaching, distributing books, distributing the holy names, distributing prasadam, that river of mercy is flowing here from Gornitai all over Finland, so that the people here can become relieved from their suffering condition within the three modes of material nature. I am traveling all over the world, going to many, many centers, but there's a very special, wonderful flavor that I find here in ISKCON Helsinki. I don't find anywhere else. So, you have been blessed with a very special Gornitai here. And you've been blessed with very good leadership here in the form of Sriman Tattvavad Prabhu. You've been blessed with very good leadership, the most wonderful, beautiful Gornitai deities, and all facility to make your life completely happy and to do the highest welfare work for the people of Finland. So my request of all of you is that you kindly dedicate your entire lives. Don't think of going anywhere else. Simply dedicate your entire lives for working together here under your temple president to make the Finnish the Helsinki Yatra, the Finnish Yatra, a grand success. That is my request to you on this occasion of finishing my visit here. If you do so, Lord Chaitanya will bestow His causeless mercy upon you. You will feel the blessings of Lord Chaitanya falling on your head, as Prabhupada one time gave the poetic simile, like torrents of rain in the monsoon season. In India, during monsoon, it rains like anything. The rest of the year, it is very dry, but in the monsoon, raining, you see. So, the torrents of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, if you work together cooperatively under the direction of your temple president, then you will feel how the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is pouring upon your head like torrents of rain in the monsoon season. You will be amazed at that mercy of Lord Chaitanya. You will be struck with wonder at every moment that how merciful is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how even more merciful is He that He is allowing me to act as His representative so that others can find Him to be strikingly wonderful also. You see? It's one thing to feel how the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is coming upon you, but it becomes magnified 1,000,000 times, 1,000,000,000 times, 1,000,000,000,000 times when you can not only feel the mercy of Lord Chaitanya coming upon you, but when you can feel the mercy of Lord Chaitanya flowing through you as you distribute books, as you distribute prasadam, as you make devotees, as you train devotees, as you engage devotees. You see, that's even sweeter. Getting the mercy is one thing, and that's unlimitedly nectarian. But when you give the mercy, then it expands 1,000,000,000,000,000 times. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. You see, in this material world, if you're a philanthropist and you like to give in charity, the more you give away your money, the more your bank account goes down, down, down to nothing eventually if you keep giving your money away. You see. But this mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you see, it is an unlimited bank account. The more you give away this mercy, the more your bank account becomes filled up. And Prabhupada told us, if we simply preach, then all money will be there. Of course, the managers always have to worry about the money. Will there be enough money to pay the overhead, you see? But Prabhupada told us that if we simply focus completely, totally on this preaching spirit, you see, then all the money will be there in profuse supply to cover all necessities. You see, for Krishna, it is not difficult. He is known as Lakshmi Nam. You see, wherever there is Narayan, you see, Lakshmi is automatically there because she's constantly at His feet, massaging His lotus feet. So if we always keep Krishna and Narayan in the center, that everything, every thought of our going on in our minds, every word coming out of our mouth, and every action we perform with our bodies is exclusively for His pleasure. Ananyaschintayantomang yejana paryapasate tesham nichabhyuktanang yogachemam vahamyaham. You see? For those who worship Me with exclusive devotion, meditating on My transcendental form, present for them, I preserve what they have, and I provide whatever they're lacking. You see? So, if we keep ourselves completely, totally absorbed in pleasing Krishna with our every thought, our every word, and our every deed, then everything we need will be there. There'll be sufficient manpower, there'll be sufficient money, everything will come. So that this whole country of Finland can become Krishna conscious. It can expand and grow unlimitedly. So that the devotees here, you see, you are being trained as Brahmins. Brahman means spiritual teacher, one who can guide and instruct the people in general how to become Krishna conscious. So every one of you, you should try to become very, very pure in your practice of Krishna consciousness. Because in the future, you, all of you will have responsibilities for training new men, you see. Just as you're being trained by persons who were formerly new men, you see. In the future, you will be responsible to train other new men. So in this way, everyone should try to become very, very mature in their practice of Krishna consciousness. So they can be qualified to train new men to become so qualified that they can train new men who can become so qualified that they can become competent to train new men. In this way, it can expand unlimitedly, you see. Not this that you can train new men. That's not enough. You have to be able to train new men such that they can train new men who can train new men who can train new men. You understand? That's how it will expand unlimitedly. You should become so competent brahmana that you can train people how to become trainers of men, you see, to make them Krishna conscious. So when you're hearing the classes, when you're preaching, when you're doing your service under your temple president's guidance and direction, when you're serving your Guru Maharaj's instructions, you should do these things with the mood of completely purifying your consciousness and becoming as pure as possible in Krishna consciousness. This focus on purity, on pleasing Krishna, will bring everything. All men, all money, all facility will be there for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. So Mataji and I are always very, very happy to come here. As I mentioned the day I arrived, back to home, back to Helsinki. Actually, I remember, whenever I go traveling around the world, many temples are not so on this high standard as you have here. So I always think how I can encourage the devotees of this temple so they can become more like this Helsinki temple, you see. This is a model. I keep it in my mind. This is a model temple, you see. So when I go preaching, I try to think, what can I do to encourage the devotees to become more like the devotees in Helsinki, you see. So become very dedicated. Always be ever increasingly more and more dedicated to this project. This is Srila Prabhupada's temple. This is Srila Prabhupada's project. You've been blessed with a very, very competent leader, His Grace Sriman Tattvavad Prabhu. So kindly work with him with complete dedication, with complete determination. I know how important it is to obey the temple leader because Prabhupada personally trained me to do that. He said, whatever your temple president says, you should do that without any question. Just like in military discipline, Prabhupada gives the example. If you have an order, you carry it out. That's all. It's an instruction from my authority. Okay, my duty is to do it. I do it. That's it. Simple thing. If we have this mood of complete surrender to our authority, then everything will become perfect, you see. This movement will become very, very strong and lead the whole world out of chaos. And that is our mission. We want that all the people of Finland, all the people of Europe, all the people of this whole planet will have a facility to get out of the chaotic condition they are in now. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. They are suffering like anything in a chaotic condition. We want that every man, woman and child on the face of this planet shall have the full opportunity to be trained in Krishna consciousness. This means we want to introduce Krishna consciousness in every institution, in every college, in every school, in every government house, in every religious institution. We want that Prabhupada's book shall become the standard. So the more you can flood this country with Prabhupada's books, you see, the more you can distribute books, that is our success, because that will lead, Prabhupada's books are what will lead the world out of chaos. So everyone should see what they can do to help push forward this book distribution. Even when I took my guru vow, when I got the blessings from GBC to initiate disciples, I had to make a vow to dedicate my life to flooding this planet with Prabhupada's books, you see. So everyone has a duty. The gurus have duty. Everyone has a duty to see that the books are going out, that more and more people are getting these books. If the books are going out, there'll be no shortage of money. Prabhupada told us that again and again. So if the books are going out in profuse quantities, we have no anxiety of how everything will happen. The devotees will come, the money will come, everything will be there. We simply have to focus on distributing the books, preaching, making devotees, and being very pure devotees as far as we possibly can with our thoughts, words, and deeds in all times, all places, and all circumstances. So today we are going now to Silame for several days of preaching, and then traveling in Estonia, and then going to Latvia, Lithuania, and Russia. And then we'll be going back to America, and then planning to come back here in September or October. So we can again share this unlimitedly sweet nectar, the strikingly wonderful mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON HEL SINKI KI JAI, SHRIMAN TATVA VAD PRABHU KI JAI.
ISKCON PRABHU AND HIS GOOD WIFE KI JAI.